Welcome to the Imperfectly Impactful podcast. My name is Catherine, and I am a proud, high-achieving woman overcoming the relentless pursuit of perfection and weight of people-pleasing. Come with me as we discover how embracing your imperfections can lead to immense growth and enable you to make a difference in your life and the lives of others. From candid conversations to empowering stories, I will guide you to unleash your full potential and craft your unique path to impact. Join me every week as we celebrate imperfection, cultivate self-acceptance, and prove that even the most imperfect journeys can lead to the most impactful destinations. So let's get started. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. If you are listening to this live or also on another Friday, I am so excited right now. Can't even speak. I just got off my live that I was doing, and that's what this podcast is really going to be focused about. And it's kind of a mix of a life update for myself, as well as really just this clarity I've had in my business. And there's a couple different facets to it, but especially my event business, because we are officially less than a week away to the masterclass. And I'm thrilled to be hosting this masterclass. It is free. So it's on April 25th, 2024, 1 p.m. Eastern time, 10 a.m. Pacific time. And I cannot wait to be able to share with you guys some of my knowledge and give you a sneak peek into really what it takes to build the foundations for an event. And I'm going to dive a little bit into it in this episode, what you can expect, because I'm not going to be salesy because I'm not a salesy person, aside from obviously like my free stuff. Like, please, I'm going to put that out there all day, every day, because it's free and I want you to be there. So please join me. If you're listening to this in the future, I probably will be hosting another one, depending on how this goes. It's my first one, so we'll see. But anyways, I am so excited to be hosting it and be able to share with you my knowledge that I have from the event industry. And it's not just events. It's hospitality. It's customer service. There's a little bit of marketing tied to it. Just everything I've learned over the past decade of my life in reality. And things I continue to learn and keep learning along the way every time I experience it. But figuring out who you are, what you want and need, and seeing if that aligns with what I can offer you and how I can help you. But before I dive into a lot more of that, I want to give you guys an update on where I'm at. Because I've been trying to be very authentic and very honest and putting myself out there to show you all what I'm going through. And there are some things I've kept behind the scenes and some things I've been very open about. And I'm going to kind of keep my balance where it is, but we have moved. So we are back in North Carolina, closer to family, with everything that's gone on with my grandparents. So I've had my grandfather that has been kind of in and out of the hospital. He, if anyone knows, this is a very common disease, but Parkinson's, he has Parkinson's, has had it for 15 years and has really put up a fight for it. And it's just not quite the same as it used to be. His body is not, his brain more than anything, because Parkinson's is a very big brain heavy disease. Just can't keep up with everything. And in the midst of that, my grandmother fell. She was in and out. She's now under PT. They're both in their 80s. They have lived an amazing life. And they're still fighting and going strong, but it just hasn't been the easiest. So this move home has meant a lot to me, a lot to my mom, to them being able to see us. We are actually going to be living temporarily in my grandparents' mountain home. So it really has not been lived in much the past few years just because of all their doctor's appointments and needing to be close to family just in case something were to happen. They can't get around quite the same way. So we're finally getting to put some love into it. And that's what this past week leading up to this recording has been, is really just digging down and dirty. Let me tell you, we've already caught a mouse. We, I think, have some more in there. There has been dust and spiders and bees everywhere. It is a beautiful home, though, and it's beautiful. My uncle put so much love and time and effort and energy into building this house, and we are ready to take it, to clean it up, reorganize, and live in it and give it some love that it needs. And be able to host people, because I'm an events person. I love hosting family and friends, and I can't wait because this space is beautiful. So look out on, if you follow me on Instagram, personal page, so @cat.roten. I cannot wait to show befores and afters because it's going to be insane. And I know it's going to be amazing. And there's still going to be so much love and life in the place from my grandparents, but also mixed with just a little bit more cleanliness and organization, ability to have our dogs in there. So excited to share that with you guys. I had to tell you about that. Financially, I am in a very tough spot as well. I don't really have any money to pay bills. Dylan, my husband, is in between jobs because of this move. So we're struggling, to say the least, and really trying to figure out what there is for him to do, what there is for me to do, but also trying to get moved in fully to this house has been a very difficult balance. And I will say, I have brushed off a lot of things, and I'm not in the place that I would like to be, let's say. My money mindset is not in a good light, but we are going to work through it and we're going to push through it. And that's what leads me to what I am doing now with my business. And of course, it's my event business. It's Impactful Event Co. I've talked about it on here multiple times. But I also have another piece, and I don't think I've spoken to this a lot actually on the podcast, but I actually started a travel business as a travel agent last April. So April of 2023. It has been a year since I started that. And it was really just like a sole proprietorship, had a name, still have the name. So it's J&M Hospitality. If you ever were following me then, I still have the Instagram account that I was using. It might come back, it might not. I am not doing a lot of focus into marketing this in the sense of social media. Because in reality, I don't think that's where much of this business is going to come from. But I'm revamping it, and I'm revamping it along with my event business, but in the eyes of I can help book travel with a fee per person. I can book rental cars. I can do hotel contracts, both as a travel agent, but then also just in general as your event planner, coordinator, manager. And it's interesting because I still can book everything else too. I can book Disney, Universal, international trips, cruises, resorts, all-inclusives. I can do all of that stuff. And I know there are people out there who need that and who struggle because they don't have the time to do it. And that was a big piece of why I started in general, was to take the stress off of other people and book the travel for them and be able to make sure all the bases are covered, kind of like I do with my event planning business. So it's fun. It's there. If you're interested, hit me up. But at the same time, that's just something I'm doing because a lot of family and friends too that I have out there, I know they need that support and they want that support. And I am someone that they can trust and have a relationship already with. The second thing I am doing right now, and I just announced this on my live for the first time, and I put it out there. Not even really most of my family knows about this, but I have decided I'm going to start teaching cardio dancing. And guys, let me tell you how excited I am about this. You may or may not know much about my history, but I started dancing at 3 years old because my mom was a dancer. I did gymnastics for about 12 years total. I then was in color guard in the marching band. So the flags, we danced, we spun flags. I did that for 4 years, I think it was, 4 to 5 years. I choreographed throughout the midst of that. I choreographed floor routines in gymnastics. I was choreographing the color guard routines. I was choreographing my own stuff just for fun on the side. I love line dancing. I've been doing that for a while. It's time, to say the least. And if you know me, it's definitely time that I get out there and do something fun. And that's kind of what this travel and the cardio dancing is for me. It's fun. And I can make money with it along the way. So keep up with me on social media because I'm going to be asking some questions. I want some feedback because, for example, there are a few things I want to know. Would you rather be in person for cardio dancing or would you rather be virtually? If it was done virtually, would you be on video or would you turn your video off? Are you coordinated or are you not coordinated? And guess what? It doesn't matter. That's the best part. And that's what I want to lead with cardio dancing. It's just about moving your body and having fun. Doing it with family, doing it with friends, doing it by yourself, coming and joining me and learning how to move your body, but it doesn't have to be coordinated and you don't have to do exactly what I'm doing. Gonna add a little bit of fun and twist in there of we're gonna do some stretching and some flow, obviously, at the end. Throw in a little bit of that core and a little bit of those arms as well, a little bit of leg strength. Nothing crazy, nothing that anyone could not do, but to get your body moving and have fun and enjoy it. It's basically Zumba. Yes, I know. That's what it sounds like. But I'm not getting certified and I'm putting my own twist to it. And that's what this is. So look out for it because I know I'm definitely doing classes in person, but I might be throwing out some things there as well. Once I get more information and can figure out a few technical pieces, I might be offering them virtually too. And on my stories, I'm probably just going to be like having fun and showing you all what I'm doing, because then maybe you can just do it at home yourself too without even having to attend a class or learn from me. Okay, all the funds, all the travel, all the cardio dancing. Now, last but not least, which is what many of you are probably here for, especially if you're an event host or wanting to host an event, is my event business. And I have two funnels, and I was explaining this on my live, and I'm glad I did it there first because I work through a lot of things verbally, and I've been processing a lot of this where, and that's where I've been getting a lot of my clarity from. And I finally have gotten to the point that I know who I need to talk to. And what I found out this past week is we had a meeting, a call for my mastermind that I'm in, and an individual, Emily, came on. I give a shout out to her as she was talking about the idea of how we can do our messaging. And I have been struggling to figure out my messaging, and that's why I really don't have a website. I haven't posted a ton on my Impactful Event Co. Instagram page. I have just been struggling putting what I want to do and what I need to do into writing and out there for the world to see. And it's because my messaging has kept changing depending on who I talk to, which is an okay thing. And I didn't want to niche down because I was afraid of niching. I was so scared to niche down into one specific person because I know there's so many people out there hosting events, and I didn't want to say just women, just men, just retreats, just huge conferences, just little conferences, you know, just for the people who've been hosting events for forever. No, you have to be a newbie. And I was processing. I was like, I don't have to say no to these people. And I don't want them to think that I can't help them because I can. And then it hit me in the conversation, but I can't create my messaging when I don't know who I need to talk to. And that's why I haven't been able to create the messaging. So I finally have figured out I do have to niche down. I do have to have my ideal clients and the people I want to be working with. And that's who I have to talk to. That's who I have to sell to, even though I hate selling. Not a have to be a salesperson, but I don't want to be. And I came up with actually two ideal clients because I have two different offers in my event business. And I know that's probably for many of you out there who have your own businesses too. You have probably more than one really ideal client. If you have multiple offers, it just depends though. Some people may just really have that one ideal client and you have multiple offers for the ideal client. For me, it's two different people. So I've been coaching, and so I have my coaching and my strategy side. And there are calls, they can be one-off calls, they can be bi-weekly, like I'm currently doing. And with those calls, it's those individuals who want to start hosting events. Or they've been hosting events for a while, but they're ready to kind of pivot and transition over into a different type of event, or they have a new business, or they're changing their business around and it's kind of changing how they're going to be doing events. And if you're stuck, if you don't even know where to start, that's where my coaching can kind of come into because I talk through strategy. I can discuss anything from pricing and how you should price yourself, price your event, price your retreats, price whatever it is you're going to be doing. We can talk about negotiating, whether you need to get contracts at a hotel, contract at a venue space, getting with vendors, negotiating the pricing and how much you're going to be spending there. Can you do trade-offs instead? Do you need sponsors? And then you dive into all the technicalities of, do I need insurance? What about AV? What about setup and tear down? What about the equipment? That do I need tables? Do I need chairs? Do I need a stage? Do I need lighting? Do I need decor? How do I do all those things? Where do I find volunteers? There's so much that goes into running an event, and that's what scares people away. And I want to be the person that helps motivate you, inspire you, hold you accountable, and shows you you can do it. Sometimes you just need someone to wrap arms with, hold your hand, and take you along for the ride to get you there. And that's who I am as the coach and the strategist. I am the person that can take you from feeling stuck, from feeling like you don't know where to go. And we're gonna go. We're gonna figure it out. We're gonna put a plan together. And you can work with me for a few months. You can work with me for a few years. It's what you need. And That's who I want to help. That's where I see my coaching and my strategy side coming out. And then the cool part is the other side of my business that I want to be doing, that I am doing, I should say, sorry, I am doing it, is I take the coaching and strategy and then we 10X it. And I become your all-inclusive. We are strategizing. I am coaching you. We are planning. We are coordinating. We are organizing. We are doing everything from start to finish of your event. And I will go ahead and tell you all here, if you are listening to this and you are interested in having an event planner, coordinator, manager, whatever you want to call it, I highly recommend having someone at least day of, no matter what, have day of. For myself, though, I will not really be a day of person. You are going to get the full package when you work with me. And that is because I am going to provide a level of service unlike anything else, because we are going to go from strategy and we are going to work our way all the way through and to the very end where I am there on site. And we will dive into anything and everything you can think of. I will make sure to hold you accountable. And most importantly, I am going to take your idea and you are going to trust in me to take that along with your why and remind you, why are we doing this? That is why we are doing it. And then I'm going to take and run with it and put on a high touch, highly experiential, amazing an event. The other side of this also is I will not be doing many of these because I want to work with the right people who I'm aligned with. And I have the opportunity to because I am going to be helping those individuals and partnering with them to host their events, to strategize and work through everything. And I want to be able to be as present as possible, meaning I can't do 20 in a year just by myself, even though that'd be amazing. And let me tell you, the numbers in my head, that income sounds amazing. But no, I'm going to do six. I'm going to do maybe eight in a year. And I say that here because I want you to understand if you're interested, one, in working with an event planner or working with myself, but also two, if you have your own business in a similar way, you have to figure out who you want to work with and why you're wanting to work with them. And what you don't want to give up. And my biggest thing is, I don't want to work with more people for more money and give up the level of service and the detail-oriented person I am by working with more people and doing more events. I'd rather have those few events that I'm helping with, that I'm partnering with the event host. We are locking arms and we are going top to bottom and we are going to kill it together because I'm going to be your right hand, walking through every step of the way and being there with you through it all. But I don't want to sacrifice that experience by doing more. So no, I'm probably not going to be cheap, to be honest, either. But I'm also not going to be a crazy expensive. It is my worth, my knowledge that I'm going to give to you. And I'm excited to be able to put that knowledge, put this experience I have, partner with those I'm aligned with, and I'm excited to take their ideas and their dreams and bring it into reality. I cannot wait to work with those women because those women and in those rooms is where that impact, the transformations are going to happen, where new chapters are going to start for individuals, and where they, the event host that I'm working with, can take their knowledge and they spread it. And then the people in that room go and continue to spread it and move on. And there's accountability and there's excitement and there is energy. And for me to be able to stand there and say, I hope to be a part of it, that is what I'm excited for. And that is why I'm doing what I'm doing. And that is why I cannot do 20 plus events a year. I can only do so many just myself because I want to be highly impactful for that event host. And I want to be able to see that transformation and the impact that happens in that room. So that is what I'm doing. And that is who I want to work with. I want to see the events world transform. I want to be a part of the events world and watching it change and watching its impact it's making through all these personal professional development events, through the women entrepreneurs hosting them, through the women, the men who will be in the rooms and be able to take it and run. And probably my favorite thing of all, and the reason I do this and I want to do this more and more, is events are what put you on the map. And that's what Lori Harder says. And that's what Jessica Bergio, my business coach, says. I hear it from so many different people. Events are what put you on the map. And I want to help you do that. I want to help be maybe the catalyst to really set you off and push you and motivate you and inspire you to host that event, get the people in that room and inspire them and motivate them to do what they can in this world, whether it's they're also hosting an event. Maybe they're going out and spreading your message, the dreams, the changes we can make in rooms, in real life is just incredible. And I'm excited to be a part of that. I'm excited to work with those individuals. And hopefully that's you when you're listening. And if it's not you, that's okay. I'm still going to show up here on my podcast. I still want to inspire and motivate based on my story and what I'm going through. And this is what I've been going through. This is where I've been struggling the most, is just figuring out who am I trying to work with? How can I get across in a message? And I'll be honest, even this podcast episode, I already did a live. Now I'm doing this. I'm still kind of processing exactly what all of this looks like. But I also know. I know what it looks like. I know what I want my message to be. I know who I want to work with. And as soon as you or that person comes into my life and I sit down and have a conversation, I'm going to know. And I cannot wait for the moments that I start to get to say yeses to those individuals who I see their dreams. I see their desires. I can just picture it. And we get to start putting it into reality. And if that's you, or if you just want to see a little bit of what the events world looks like, if you are curious about hosting an event, if you are in the beginning stages and kind of stuck on what's next, I do have my masterclass. Please just remember, I mentioned it at the beginning of the podcast, but next week, Thursday, April 25th, 2024, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, it is going to be enough information for you to take with to get started. It's gonna be enough information to get you unstuck. And if you're someone who's been hosting events for a while, it's gonna be enough information just to make sure you have everything you need before you get started again. Or maybe you're transitioning yourself and you've been hosting events for forever and you're changing it and you're hosting a different type of event. I'm gonna be able to sit there and give you those five key foundational elements that you are going to need to get started, get unstuck, or transition into a new type of event. And I'm so excited to be there. So in the show notes is the link with a little bit more information. You can also sign up there. It will send you the Zoom link for the call that is next week. If you're listening to this live, April 25th, I promise it'll be amazing. And I also promise I'm not going to be crazy salesy because I just want to show you and give you the information that the core foundational elements you need for an event. And then last but not least, I know, I'm sorry if you're still listening. I keep saying this. No, but the last but not least, if you do resonate with anything I talked about, if you are an individual ready to do run an event, ready to put on an event, and you want more than a masterclass, also please reach out to me. Please go to my Instagram, DM me, head over to my website, send over some contact and questions. I am happy to, I will actually even put my email in the show notes here so you can shoot me an email because I believe that everyone can host an event. And there is a reason that you are meant to host an event if you have the feeling and the calling to do that. And I want to help you go from the idea to the reality of it happening. But I hope you guys took away something. I hope it excites you as much as me. I've got a travel business. I've got my cardio dancing. Look out for that on social media. My event business. I am excited because the clarity has just been coming more and more every day. And I hope that's for you as well. If you're new in your business, if you've been doing it for forever in your corporate job, I hope you are getting more and more clarity in everything you're doing and you are staying excited. And not every day is going to be exciting, but I promise it is worth it to push through those hard days before the good days. Just have a little bit of fun, sprinkle in a little bit of excitement. A little bit of movement always helps. And I cannot wait to be back here with you guys next week. Have a wonderful, wonderful Friday. If you're listening again to this live, enjoy your weekend, and I will talk to you all soon.